time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
You can probably hear a little bit of a guitar there. We'll just check up that mic as well. And there we go. It is Live and Direct time. We have half of a band in the studio. That band is Soaked Oats.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's great. It's
good,
great.
Man.
This is Oscar that we're hearing right now.
Yeah.
We have Max as well on the ground sipping a little beer.
Say goodnight.
Let's start off with the track.
Okay.
I think it sounds good.
We're going to try and do Houdini by myself here on a guitar I've never played before, but this is how the song goes, Houdini. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Fantasize of the escape. Although I do it most days, got the black dog to the gate. Never like to run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run. Can see this guitar's grave. Tombstone all covered in my ash. Houdini, show me your ways. And I disappear in a flash and run. Run, run. Fantasize of the escape. Although I do it most days, got the black dog to the gate. Run, 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 run. this might be the smallest neck of a guitar I've ever played. Sorry if you heard that. Guitar playing, good. What's it? Never blames his tools, but I'll take it.
I thought it was great. I thought it was an absolute vibe.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna quickly do some mic adjustments. Bear with.
Okay. I'll just turn this amplification unit off.
Yeah, go ahead. If you're tuning in, of course, this is live and direct. You just heard a very intimate, very stripped back song, or a version of Houdini. I mean, Houdini's also in itself very stripped back live.
Yeah.
This is a different kind of stripped back.
That's fully stripped back on what appeared to be a bit of a shredder of a guitar with a bit of grunt to it.
No tuning.
I mean, the headstock does say minister, so there we go.
The head of it says minister.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Hey, Max has jumped up on a mic. You want to say hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, enjoyed the performance overall. Good intimate vibe in the studio this evening.
Give us a thumb rating there. A little thumb-o-meter of how that went.
And don't give it because you went slap in the bar.
It's fine. Hey, thinking back a couple of years, I think I interviewed you guys back in like 2017 on Old Morning Glory.
Yeah, dude. By the way, congratulations on getting this thing and doing the Freak the Sheep. We're not like fully aware of the significance of it, but everyone I've talked to in Auckland's been like, fuck, your kitty is like doing Freak the Sheep now. That's crazy.
It's pretty surreal.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a part of the show ages ago, back in like 2015 when I first jumped in here.
Yeah.
So it's cool to be running stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. How's the responsibility and stuff? How are you feeling? Oh, not to put you on the spotlight.
Big boy job, I mean.
Yeah.
Big boy moves. Not corporate decisions at all.
For anyone out there listening, he looks bloody good behind the desk. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
And also for anyone who knows Kiria, he is easily one of the loveliest people we've encountered this Auckland contingent throughout our 2 years of being a band, and he is the man. So here's to Kiria.
My pleasure, thank you very much. Yeah. I must say I'm wearing woolen socks today. And what are like working shoes? So there we go.
Yeah, you look great.
Hey, back on track. Come on, guys.
Sorry.
You've come a long way since then. Thinking back, because that was pretty much, I think we were talking about your first EP that you released, Stone Fruit Melodies,
mm-hmm.
which was, of course, very, very successful in many ways. But looking back, if you knew that you'd be kind of here and you've done X amount of crazy shit the years that have, you know, passed, what would you have thought?
I think we've done this to ourselves so many times. Like, if you told us we would be doing this at this point, you know, we've done that to each other a few times, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't get far with it, I don't think.
Yeah.
It was pretty surreal thinking, like, you know, it was pretty surreal.
Having people show up to shows is pretty surreal. Having, like, actually just this being something that we can, that we are doing with the last 2 years of our lives is, like, weird because, I don't know, Max and I learned instruments when we were like 21, and then I don't know, it's just been like the whole thing's been kind of wild, so you can't really like, I don't know, plan or look ahead or like do any of that stuff.
For sure. Do you have like a very memorable moment when you're like, holy shit, this is like mind-blowing stuff?
I remember the first time we played Wellington and not knowing faces in the crowd, and it would have been like maybe 100 people there or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
Played at Caroline, and there were people there that we didn't know, and it was like, oh, okay. Non-friends like our music. And then, so many moments, dude.
Getting asked to do a Q&A by NZ Musician. That was like, yes.
I think when you make it locally, you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Screw the other countries.
Yeah, like, exactly, yeah. Because New Zealand's the biggest, I think, I don't know.
It's an amazing
incubator. It's so small that I think, yeah, it's an amazing incubator, but it's also so small that I think the pedestal feels way bigger than, I don't know. I get really nervous at shows in New Zealand for some reason, you know?
That's so weird.
And everyone knows each other, and everyone, so like the whole community is very much tight, which is a pro, because if you're an arsehole in this world, in New Zealand in general, you kind of get figured out pretty quick, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's just intimidating. It's just an intimidating place. To come in as a musician who started playing guitar, obviously with that Houdini rendition, at like 21, and then be in a band like doing this a few years on, it's kind of it's intimidating, but it's also like hugely humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever hear the word tour from now on, do you just get PTSD?
Do we tour lots? I don't know if we like...
I don't know. Seems like I get the impression that you guys are doing a lot of shows, which is crazy, but like, fuck, man, must get pretty...
We are. It's been a good 9 months. Yeah. We haven't worked for 9 months.
Yeah.
And that's not... It's not easy.
Henry's been working. Let us not... True. Let us not forget the one... Henry's probably the hardest working out.
We do have one worker.
You guys have recently just been playing a bunch of New Zealand and Australian shows, and I was very lucky to see you in Melbourne.
Thanks for being there, by the way, dude. Your face made me, like, honestly, I was in a state.
I know. We'll talk about that, because you were, oh my God.
I've never felt that bad before.
That was, I can't believe that you got on stage. For those of you, I mean, I'm assuming none of you went to the show.
I was at that show.
Who knows? Yeah. Oscar was bloody sick. You looked horrific.
Yeah.
I've known Oscar for 18 years now, and I've never seen the look he was giving me on stage. It kind of freaked me out. I didn't know what it was, but it looked like some sort of...
At one stage, you came up to the front. I thought you were just going to, like, flop onto us.
That's why I needed you there.
Just catch you, but it's all right. Keep playing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But how is, I guess, semi-constantly touring, or touring a lot, how's that been? I mean, traveling in general is... pretty great, but traveling with a purpose to like share your message with other people is pretty.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
I think the biggest trip we did was the one, like the tour we ended up doing in America and Canada, and it was Max pretty much booked all the shows. It was very much just like a half trip, half tour, half like experience of complete indulgence, like. So it was like extensive. I don't know how to explain that one. We were just talking about it before. Like we came out of that tour just like pretty shell shocked. It was like grueling, you know, like 11 people in a RV, driving around the country for 2 months, playing shows. We had a purpose, which was nice, but we just like really didn't do nice things to our bodies across that tour because it's hard to like eat well and very easy to drink.
Do you guys have a fridge in the RV?
No,
we had a cooler that was. Pretty much warm most of the time.
It's like 5 liter sacks of red wine from Walmart every
Franzia.
Night, just to keep the 11 people sedated.
Nice.
It's just like it's puts you in a depressive state eventually. So
pretty quickly.
We've learned now.
But that was like the most extensive tour we've done, and we came out of that. Like I came out of that feeling pretty low, to be fair. Like it just wasn't healthy, but it was fun. But since then, I don't know, I've had like a blast recently, man. Going to the UK, going to Europe. I think we're, I don't know, you got to like go through some shit to know what's good and what's good for you and like, you know.
Have you had some time to rest? Have you been back? I know you guys have obviously Dunedin kind of localized, but also Christchurch, I know that. Have you been back with family and friends and all that?
Yeah, we had a month recently before we went to the UK and Europe, and that was... good, eh?
Yeah. It's like back for a week, catch up, and then like away for another
and
week or two.
See you later, guys. Yeah, like,
which is kind of perfect. Like, if we're away any more, it'd be too much, or any less.
Yep.
It'd be like, I don't know.
It's a hugely privileged position to be able to like, for our band to be able to pay for us to go on tour Australia and like, yeah, whatever, man.
You've, of course, recently put out a great little record, pressed on glorious 10-inch wax. Talk about that and how that all went down. And I guess, how does it feel to hold like something in your hand and be like, this is mine, I made this with all my heart and all my soul?
It's pretty exciting to be able to put it, this is our first record, so being able to put it on the turntable and spin it at your own speed is... one of the most exciting things to do.
I know the tempo of this track.
Yeah.
Do you like
one RPM? Whoa, yeah.
You just crank that tempo knob all the way down.
Yeah, yeah, all the way up. You know, on that.
Yeah. You're going to hear like a B-sides remix of
Sludge Pops.
Yeah.
It was great. I got to like box and send because I was working at Rhythm Method. Shouts to Pete. And so I boxed up and sent away all the vinyls, like the first order that we got, you know what I mean? And I spent probably like 2 hours that day just looking at the record, being like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah. I guess, what's the plan now? You're going to a couple more shows that you've got in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then what next?
Album? Yeah.
Got a couple, like, we're taking a couple months off, no shows. It's like the first time in 2 years because we've just been playing nonstop.
Yeah.
So like 2 or 3 months, just chill.
Got a few sneaky surprises.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Maybe a few shows here and there. And yeah, I don't know, maybe just go away together and spend more time jamming. You know, we haven't had that time for ages. There's always, you know, another show to focus on, so.
Mm. Would you do that abroad or stay here?
What
do you
in New Zealand. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go to down to the Milford Sounds.
Ooh.
With our friend Tom Bell and, like, because most of our recording experiences so far have been in studios and have been amazing. Like, Patrick Hill's here and he's the engineer at Roundhead and he's taught us heaps. But I'm real keen to, like, take someone like him and, like, all these friends that we have and go somewhere that we can just be free time-wise and just see what we can do if we all lose our minds collectively across, like, a couple of weeks. And but that'll be the concept. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Was that gaffer tape? Was that light gaffer tape to the wall, dude? It's not that strong.
Oh, my God.
It's been...
I cursed it by saying that wouldn't fall down.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
There we go.
We just lost a light in the studio, if you didn't hear that.
It's a bit of classic live radio.
But what were we saying? Yeah, recording. Album. I'm really excited to work on an album, dude, because it's like, for me, for a band, these EPs have been great, and they've been like huge learning curves and stepping stones, but like an album has always been for me like the thesis statement of a band, and so I'm excited to do that.
I know you guys have done kind of split recordings mixed in with a bit of shows here and there, which I guess has taken its like quite a long period to kind of craft that and get that all polished. Do you reckon you'd potentially just hunker down for a couple months maybe and just get it all done at once?
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
We've never had any method to our madness, you know.
No rules.
Yeah, no rules.
No rules.
No rules.
I like it. It's great.
Yeah.
We're hopefully Ben's gonna fix this light, otherwise we'll have to it's fine.
Find another light, Ben, or that looks like you could turn one light around.
Spin a room.
That's alright. Oh yeah, it's good. It's good.
Hey, yeah. I mean, it's been a great pleasure having you up. It's always nice to hang out and chat and have a little brew.
Absolutely.
You're gonna play a cover for us. Talk about this little cover you're gonna play.
So, I was on during my our month break. I was on in a place called Cape Fowland on the west coast of the South Island, doing some work and just living over there. And at one point, I find myself in this old, I think it's called a uni mog. They're like old war vehicles, but they're kind of modern. And we just spent the day inside this huge gully, this guy called Johnny, someone's gully. The deers were roaring and they were fighting. It's a weird, long story. It was a woman called Joy's birthday and we were there celebrating it, watching deers, like stags, battle it out. And on the way home, in this Unimog war vehicle, at 9 p.m, the driver was like, should I put some tunes on? And everyone obviously went yes. And the first song that he played was the song called Slipping Away by Max Merritt and the Meteors, which I'd never heard before and definitely didn't assume it was by a Kiwi artist. Turns out it is. And it's like a bit of an epic. And so I thought I'd transcribe it to the Fujitone VI.
It's six.
Six, thanks. You were there in history.
Roman
numerals.
Numerals.
And a Fuji coming out.
So, yeah, this is Slipping Away by Max Merritt and the Meteors. I don't know, this dude was crazy. Have you heard about this guy,
Max Merritt? A little bit. When I saw that, I know the song, and I was a little bit excited to see what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So
this guy, I think, from what I read, he, like, never quite broke through apart from with this song, and then he went to Australia, and the song did okay, but it was always, I don't know, and he's still alive. I'd love to meet Max Merritt of Max Merritt and the Meteors. Someday.
Max Merritt's listening.
I think he considers himself... maybe he's changed citizenship. I think he considers himself an Australian now, but... Is that okay?
Sure, I guess so.
Okay, he was.
It's fine.
Kiwi.
No, definitely looked it up on Wikipedia and it said New Zealand. So it's
sweet. We're going to enlist the help of some backing singers.
All right. Hey, once again, thanks a lot for coming up. Where can people find you online, music and physical records as well?
Bandcamp for the vinyl and for everything else.
Yeah, everything.
Spotify's, Apple Music's, Amazon's. I don't think we're not yet on Tidal.
Ooh.
Are
record
we?
Stores now?
There's one song.
There's one.
Sugar's on.
Sugar Dim's on Tidal, and that's it.
No slip ups.
Yeah. And no slip ups.
And potentially also like Flying Outs, Marmex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but we're in the record stores.
Probably. Go to your local and
you can definitely
go to your brick and mortar.
Have a dig.
Yeah. Sludge Pop.
Mm. All right. We're going to quickly reset a little bit. And
are we going to play an intermission song? Or are we just going to go straight in?
Slap bang right into it, I reckon.
Okay, I think this is going to be a bit more successful, hopefully, than Houdini, but I don't want to jinx myself.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Soaked Oats in Studio 4, live and direct.
Yeah.
And this is a cover of Slimming Away.
Okay. Also, let's just hope the tempo is okay, but here we go. Wait, let's check it. All right. Can you hear that okay?
That's great.
Watching everything you do, and I just can't help the feeling someone else is stealing you away from me. I see it written in your eyes, and you confirm it with your lies. And though the way that you weep will hold me, I would rather you told me where you want to be. Whoa, oh, you're slipping away from me. Whoa, oh, you're slipping away from me. And it's breaking me in two, watching you slipping away.
Here we go.
Oh yeah. Mm. Everybody ready?
Ready?
One, two, three, four.
Baby, I've been watching you, watching everything you do, and I just can't help the feeling someone else is stealing you away from me.
Oh yeah.
I see it written in your eyes, and you confirm it with your lies.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.